You're listening to Capital Radio. This is Brian Rust welcoming you to another Mardi Gras, our carnival of the best in vintage popular music and all that jazz. Happy listening, everyone. You remember a few weeks ago I played you some show tunes with a jazz flavouring? You seem to like them, so here's another bunch with some musical film songs also given a jazz treatment. You may not remember the films, but there's some fine jazz coming up. Firstly, though, a number written by Philip Brahm for the review A to Z back in 1921. Gertrude Lawrence sang it then, and every jazz and dance band since has had a go at it. Jack Hilton made two versions, one with the Queen's Dance Orchestra in 1922, the other in 1930 with his fine band that featured Philippe Brun on trumpet and Joe Crossman on all the saxes. Limehouse Blues. Limehouse Blues, revived in 1930 by Jack Hilton and his orchestra. And that was the year when Miff Mole and his Little Molars recorded a forlorn ditty called Navy Blues, including Phil Napoleon on trumpet, Jimmy Dorsey on clarinet and alto sax, Adrian Rollini on bass sax, Stan King on drums, a fine bunch. The song was composed by Roy Turk and Fred Arlert for a film of the same name, Navy Blues.
I've got the navy blues, Sea cook and tailor, captain and sailor, we've got the navy blues. Shore leave I sure can use, for I get no chance at love or romance. I've got the navy blues. Though my eyes see many a new love, still my heart knows only one real true love. Over the sea I cruise, New York to Shanghai, lonely, and that's why I've got the navy blues.
Miff Mole and his Little Molars with Scrappy Lambert singing Navy Blues. The previous year, 1929, there was an early musical film called Street Girl, which featured Gus Arnim and his orchestra. One of the numbers they played was Oscar Levant's Lovable and Sweet. Now, I've played you their record of it, and it's quite hot, for it was a good band. And Ambrose did a fine version of it, and so did Annette Henshaw. But here are the Charleston Chasers, Phil Napoleon, Miff Mole again, and Fud Livingston on clarinet and tenor, and some magnificent bass work by Joe Tarto, and no vocal.
Thank you.
Charleston Chasers, Lovable and Sweet. Going back yet another year to 1928, there was a film called Gang War, for which Sonny Miller and Chester Conn wrote a rather sensuous number, My Suppressed Desire. I've just found a copy of this, played in Chicago by Vern Buck and his orchestra, whoever he was, but it has a rather nice trumpet soloist. I thought you might like to hear it.
I suppose that you'd like to know who she is, but I'll never tell. Here's the reason, it's plain to see, she just doesn't belong to me. Now you know why she is my suppressed desire. If you have somebody you love secretly, then that's the secret of it all, you see. Oh baby, I'm so happy when I retire. My heart flares like a blazing fire while I'm dreaming about my suppressed desire.
Suppressed Desire by Vern Buck and his orchestra in Chicago in 1928. Well, I seem to have played some pretty obscure film tunes, so how about a hot one I think most of us know, written for the film Gold Diggers of Broadway by Al Dubin and Joe Burke, Painting the Clouds with Sunshine, played for us now by the Rhythmic Eight.
Thank you.
Rhythmic 8, Painting the Clouds with Sunshine, a typical cheery number that seemed just right for the beginning of the Great Depression. Talking of that, there was another over-optimistic number in another film just then, written by Jack Yellen and Milton Ager for something called Chasing Rainbows. And surely that was what too many people have been doing financially for some time. The song was Happy Days Are Here Again, and there are lots of hot arrangements on record. Here is Ambrose's. Ambrose's zestful record of Happy Days Are Here Again. By now we were on the threshold of the 30s, the boom years of escapist, colourful, inconsequential Hollywood musicals that had always had what was usually called a theme song. Some had several. They didn't seem to be linked with the storyline, whatever it was, necessarily, but they helped along agreeably. In the extravaganza movie Check and Double Check, produced by the old Radio Film Company, Duke Ellington and his orchestra could be seen and heard, and on Three Little Words, written for the film by Burt Kalmar and Harry Ruby, the vocal refrain was provided by the Rhythm Boys, later Paul Whiteman's organisation, Al Rinker, Harry Barris and Bing Crosby.
Thank you. thank you for that wonderful phrase. You hear those three little words, that's all I live for the rest of my day. And what I feel in my heart, they tell sincerely. No other words can tell it half so clearly. Three little words, eight little letters, which simply mean I love you.
Duke Ellington in 1930 with the Rhythm Boys, Three Little Words. And we'll have some more of these memories of film tunes after the break.
With John Player Panama, you get six fine cigars for only 44 pence. Now with the special 2p off packs, you can save on this recommended price and get details of an amazing electronic calculator offer. John Player Panama, six fine cigars, two fine offers.
On May 6th, 1937, at the end of its luxury flight to the United States, the German airship Hindenburg burst into flames. By some miracle, 62 survived. What really happened on the Hindenburg? George C. Scott and Anne Bancroft star in the great entertainment adventure, The Hindenburg. The Hindenburg at the Casino Old Compton Street and ABC's Fulham Road and Bayswater now. Certificate A.
Capital Record Break.
Morning.
Ball in the Jack with Camp Galore. It's Camp Galore on D&M Sound.
Welcome back to Mardi Gras. The great team of De Silva, Brown and Henderson had moved to Hollywood by 1930 and had written the score for a movie called Just Imagine, following a number of the same name they'd written for the stage show Good News 2 years earlier. Most of the numbers didn't mean much, but this one had real originality and some absurd humour. Never Swat a Fly, and here it is, played by McKinney's Cotton Pickers.
Some terrific love affair. Be careful, don't step on an ant in the middle of a pant. He may want to, but he can't, the way I do with you.
Thank you.
McKinney's Cotton Pickers, Never Swat a Fly, from the 1930 film Just Imagine. As the 30s advanced and Bing Crosby established himself as the number one crooner and public taste began to soak in unashamed sentiment, songs that lent themselves readily to jazz became rarer. They weren't wanted, and neither was jazz itself, except by weirdies who didn't want film or stage tunes in much, if at all, anyway. But in 1935, Bing, always a jazz enthusiast, made a record of Moonburn, a Hoagie Carmichael number featured in the film Anything Goes. His accompanists on the record included pianist Joe Sullivan, as Bing himself comments.
Now if you think that I'm looking somewhat tanner, don't go blaming it on the sun. It's the moonlight and the sweetness in your manner that's making me the healthy one. When the moon hangs low, I begin to glow, and my day has just begun. I'm gonna get a moonburn when I'm with you tonight. So very soon I'll moonburn when you hold me tight. I'll ask the glowing stars up above me what your lips will impart. And when they flash the word that you love me, you know it's gonna warm my heart. I'll get a brand new moonburn with every kiss from you. And if I have my way, get my say, you'll get a moonburn too.
Yes, moonburn it, Joe. Lightly, sweetly, and tenderly. Dream it up, Joe. Ooh.
When I get you alone with me tonight, so very soon I'll moonburn. When you hold me tight, I'll ask the glowing stars up above me, tell me what your lips will impart. And when they flash the word that you love me, ooh, it'll warm my heart. I'm gonna get me a brand new kind of a moonburn with every kiss I get from you. And if I get my way, get my say, you'll get a moonburn to keep undercover. You'll get a moonburn too.
Moonburn by Bing Crosby with Joe Sullivan at the piano. By now, the Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers films were at the height of their popularity, and jazz-orientated dance records in the name of swing were beginning to appear, using tunes from these films. In 1936, Follow the Fleet, with music and lyrics by Irving Berlin, had this one. I'm Putting All My Eggs in One Basket, played and sung now by Bob Crosby and his orchestra, featuring Matt Matlock on clarinet, and the master of the tenor sax, Eddie Miller.
Thank you. eggs in one basket.
I'm betting everything I've got
on you.
I'm
giving all my love to you, one baby.
Lord help me if my baby don't come through.
I've got a great big amount saved up in my love account.
Honey and I've decided love divided in two won't do so.
I'm putting all my eggs in one basket. I'm betting everything on you.
Crosby's great band, I'm Putting All My Eggs in One Basket, made in 1936. Most of the swing bands of that time were led not by vocalists like Bob Crosby, but by jazz musicians, Benny Goodman, the Dorseys, Gene Krupa, Jack Teagarden, and Bunny Berrigan. Dixieland style wasn't much in favour, but Bob Crosby kept it alive, and on this fine record, Bunny Berrigan's band sounds very much like the Crosby band, as they play a number from the 20th Century Fox film Life Begins at College, called Sweet Varsity Sue. Sweet Varsity Sue, sung by Gail Reese with Bunny Berrigan and his orchestra in 1937. Fine example of big band Dixieland of the period. But of course, Tommy Dorsey never lost touch with Dixieland either. While the other big bands had splinter groups playing small band jazz, only rarely did they go back to nature, as it were, as Tommy Dorsey's Clambake 7 did. Here's their record of Ira and George Gershwin's Nice Work If You Can Get It from the RKO film Damsel in Distress, which was also a Fred Astaire film. The singer, of course, is Edith Wright. Thank you.
If you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Just imagine someone waiting at the cottage door. When two hearts become one, who could ask for anything more? Loving one who loves you, and then taking that vow. Nice work if you can get it, and if you get it, won't you tell me how?
Nice Work If You Can Get It by Edith Wright with Tommy Dorsey's Clambake 7. And that brings us up to 1937, and we know what film and stage numbers were like during the war and after. Many fine numbers, but not the sort of thing that appealed easily to jazz musicians. The Boyfriend had some good songs in it, but they were obviously deliberately patterned after the 20s style. Then in 1956, Bertolt Brecht's story set to music by Kurt Weill as the Thrippney Opera was staged in London, and Louis Armstrong, of all people, made a hit with all that jazz of the main number, Mac the Knife.
Dig, man. There goes Mac the Knife. The shark has pretty teeth, dear, and he shows them a pearly white. Just a jackknife has Mac heat, dear, and he keeps it out of sight. When the shark bites with his teeth, dear, scarlet billows start to spread. Fancy gloves, though, where's Mac Heat, dear? So there's not a trace of red on the sidewalk. Sunday morning, baby, lies a body oozing light. Someone sneaking around the corner. Is this someone? Mac the Knife. From a tugboat by the river, a cement bag's drooping down. Yes, the cement's just for the weight, dear. Bet you Mac he's back in town. Look a year, Louis Miller disappeared, dear, after drawing out his cash. And Mac Heat spends like a sailor. Did our boy do something rash? Sookie Tawdry, Jenny Diver, Lottie Lanyard, sweet Lucy Brown. Oh, the line forms on the right, dear. Now that Mackie back in town.
Take it, Satch.
Mac the Knife by Louis Armstrong and his All-Stars. During the 60s, the swinging, sexy, never-had-it-so-good 60s, nostalgia set in, perhaps a sort of reaction to rock, reggae and, dare I say, rubbish. Well, there's always been plenty of that, after all. A band of young musicians began playing the oldies as they used to be played, without sending them up. Thus we had things like the Charleston from the 1923 Negro musical Running Wild, played in 1973 by the Pasadena Roof Orchestra.
You're on the map with a new tune, funny blue tune with a peculiar snap. You may not be able to puff or wing, foxtrot, two-step or even sing. If you've got religion in your feet, you do this dance and do it neat. Charleston, Charleston, made in Carolina. Some dance, some prance. I'll say there's nothing finer than the Charleston, Charleston. Gee, how you can shuffle. Every step you do leads to something new. Man, I'm telling you, it's a how-do-do buff dance. Wing dance will be your back number. But the Charleston, the new Charleston, that dance is surely a comer. Sometime you'll dance to it one time. That dance called the Charleston, made in South Carolina. Pasadena Roof Orchestra, Charleston, just as they appeared in the celebrations marking the Golden Jubilee of the Melody Maker in Royal Festival Hall last Friday. Oh, and by the way, the Pasadenas are on the Tony Myatt Show here live next Friday at 11 p.m, so be sure and listen. Don't forget it, here at Capitol at 11 p.m. next Friday, the Pasadenas. And last week, too, at the Prince of Wales Theatre, a new musical set in New Orleans in 1917 called Mardi Gras, would you believe? If you haven't seen it, you should. It's very, very good. Here's the main number from it, played by Keith Nichols and his Ragtime Orchestra.
Come on, it's Mardi Gras. You know it's Mardi Gras. A kind of madness in the air. Come to the Mardi Gras. You know it's Mardi Gras. You'll find the whole world waiting there. Oh yes, now this is the city I like a face. Sort of lived in, loved in place. And nobody told me I know my way around. Now whatever happens, I recall the way that I first saw it all. This brand new Mississippi dawn. Come on, it's Mardi Gras. You know it's Mardi Gras. Kind of madness in the air. Come to the Mardi Gras. You know it's Mardi Gras. You'll find the whole world waiting there. Now come on, it's Mardi Gras. You know it's Mardi Gras. A kind of madness in the air. Come to the Mardi Gras. You know it's Mardi Gras. You'll find the whole world waiting there. You'll find the whole world waiting there. You'll find the whole world waiting there.
Keith Nichols and his Ragtime Orchestra in what might be a new signature tune for us, don't you think? Mardi Gras, right up to date. And with it, I'm going to have to stop the carnival for tonight. Well, it's been fun, I think, I hope. And there'll be more memories and good hot jazz next week, so till then, when I hope you can join me here at 194, this is Brian Rust saying goodnight from Mardi Gras, our carnival of the best in vintage popular music and all that jazz.